I want to ask you about a couple of the other colorectal trials. I've interviewed Larry Wagman and Mark Rowe about the C09 study, and that's always been a fascinating trial to me. What are your thoughts about that trial? That's, of course, the hepatic resection or ablation followed by CAPOX chemotherapy plus or minus intrahepatic FUDR. How are people responding to that?
Well, it's hard to know. I know that it's gone through the IRBs that we had hoped this trial would go through. Going through IRBs today is certainly a daunting task, and I think it's been out there for several months and working its way through the IRBs, and we've had one patient who was randomized on the study by Nick Petrelic. So we're hopeful that this trial is going to be a success. I think that the response we've received to date has been one that would engender, I think, cautious optimism as to the likelihood of us being able to carry this trial out. It's ambitious.
It is. You need 400 patients.
We need 400 patients, and we need 400 patients from individuals who have experience in that area.
My sense, though, is, and we've actually seen this in our patterns of care studies, is there's a lot more sensitivity and activity within medical oncologists looking for curative situations. So hopefully that's going to increase the denominator you might have available.
Yeah, we're hopeful. I think we've gotten a good response from the CTSU as far as IRB approval. There's no reason for us to think that this trial will not be successful at this point, but after one patient's been randomized, I can say whatever I like. We'll revisit this issue in 6 to 8 months, and then we'll have a much better idea.
The NSABP has always attempted trials that had difficult randomizations, and this one's not easy.
I certainly agree with you on both those issues, that we've attempted difficult trials, and that this one is one of the more difficult ones.